Coming up, we were forced to do this week's show at Universal Orlando, and I'm sure hijinks will ensue. Holiday hijinks, that is. So, from Universal Orlando Resort, this is the Universal edition of the Diz Unplugged. This is episode 156 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect universal vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. I am your host, Craig Williams, and I am joined alongside by my co-host, Mr. Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
Yes, as I said in that intro, unfortunately, illness has kept us out of the Bob Varley studio once again, not our illness, so don't go thinking we're sick, because we're not. But yeah, because of that, don't you go thinking we're sick. Because of that, we are forced to come and record this week's show live on location at Universal Orlando, so I apologize. It's probably going to be a shorter show, mostly because, again, we are on location. And then, too, this has all been thrown together, really, at the last second. I do apologize for it, but we had a big year-in-review show planned, and that had to just go out the window.
Next year.
So,
next year.
Yeah, we'll do the year-in-review show next year.
Next year. Or, with our resolutions.
Too. Yeah, with our resolutions as well.
Next year.
That's a good idea. Glad you came up with it. So, you know, what better thing to do than it's, like, 60 degrees right now in Orlando. The sky is blue. It could not be a more perfect day to get out and just experience the holidays here at Universal Orlando. Except we're going to do a little bit of a different type of holiday experience here. Because, well, we've already shown you the parade. The Universal's holiday parade featuring Macy's. We've already shown you Grinchmas. Mm-hmm. The Grinch and Friends breakfast. Mm-hmm. The magic of Christmas at Hogwarts mm-hmm. Castle. But two things we haven't shown you yet. The first, the Blues Brothers Holiday Show, and the second, A Day in the Park with Barney, the Christmas version. So, I think we're going to have to do that today. So
close to never seeing Barney.
So close, but not today. So, let's start off by going to Delancey Street and watching the Blues Brothers do their Christmas show.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody get your hand up like this. Get your hand in the air. They want to see you waving out there. They come from the soul hole, all the way directly to the North Pole. They give you some soul. It's taking up the blues. They got everything under control, but they got their energy too. Take it away, everybody. That's right, the one and only. That's right, baby. They give it to you.
A full glass of eggnog, ate half her fruitcake, it's the holidays, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Ho, 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 hit! Santa's rolling at the factory. All the elves gather around the Christmas tree. Rain around a rock, I heard the fat man say,
everybody hustle, gonna fill my sleigh.
Let's rock, come on! Everybody, let's rock, come on! Everybody up and down the fly, what are you doing? They went dancing to the Santa Claus rock.
You know, we're so glad to see so many of you.
Elwin!
What?
Hey man, I stole you something for Christmas.
Oh, Christmas. Without Germany sway, back before do it.
Hey, I'm gonna be so blue. I just thinking about you.
Like that or what? Make some noise for the tree. Let's hear it. Looks good, man.
Hey, everybody's hand like this. Everybody, get your hand like this. Here's a little holiday blues, brother Bliss. Do it. Everybody, scream! Come on, Mr. Flowers, don't you?
Coming to you on a snow road. Can't give in, I got a bag load.
Oh, 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 oh.
And a way to get it. You've got something.
You don't worry.
Cause I'm called and sing. I'm a snowman. I'm a snowman. Sing along, let me hear ya. I'm a snowman. I'm a snowman. I was brought up.
Come on, let's go.
At the North Pole. Put on a gear. Before it's so.
Here we go, here we go.
I was 18. My toy stock. But I can't give in, but I just can't stop.
Yeah.
I'm a snowman. I'm a snowman. Play it, Jim. I'm a snowman. I'm a snowman. So grab your lift. Baby, I feel it in. Get us over the rope. And open up for your boy, brand new game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a holiday season here at Delancey Street. So we go old school. So on everybody. I mean everybody. Get your hands in the air. Come on. Come on. Get those hands up. Come on. Come on. Now follow Jazz. Jazz, take it to church.
I'm a snowman.
Check it. Check it.
You're a snowman. You're a snowman.
Open up. Open up.
I'm a snowman.
Rhino, that was your first time ever seeing the Blues Brothers Christmas show, right?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
yeah, I actually really enjoyed it. It wasn't too... I know, what do you want to call it? Streetmosphere, street entertainment sometimes can be a little stressful or cause a little anxiety for some people because they might think, like, it involves a lot of audience participation. And this one was actually like really, really fun. I liked their choice of songs. I thought it had really high energy, and honestly, I was really feeling the Christmas spirit. Actually, full disclosure, I don't think I've ever seen the original Blues Brothers movie all the way through. I know, sacrilegious. I have seen
Blues Brothers 2000,
and I was like, I don't want to watch the other one, is what I thought after watching that one. And I've seen clips and pieces of the other one, so I think tonight I may actually go home and watch.
Oh,
the original Blues Brothers. I'm going to do that. I don't know why, but that show just really got me kind of going in the holiday spirit.
John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd.
Well, ironically, I think
Carrie
it's funny
Fisher.
That oh, I didn't know she was in it.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd looks like John Belushi now. Like,
yeah.
I always think it's funny that he's always represented as the tall, skinny one, and John Belushi's the short, fat one. Hey, and you're like, well,
came full circle.
Yeah.
Like always. No, I really love the Blues Brothers Holiday Show. You know, nothing's changed with it in years. They still do Snowman and
I'm a Snowman.
Run Rudolph Run, among the other things. The Blue Christmas, where I talk about it every single time we talk about the show, but I love when they pull the trash can out, turn it upside down on the Christmas tree and start.
That surprised me because they hung like the cigarette packets on it and stuff.
Hanging the Marlboro Reds and then topping the tree with a PBR can and toilet paper is the garland on it. So, but yeah, the Blues Brothers here are wildly entertaining, you know? Yeah. I would say the only truly bad entertainment in terms of like street performers here at Universal.
Construction workers.
And I'm not really a huge fan of the beatboxers.
Fish catchers.
And the fish catchers.
So there's like the trilogy of bad. But this is top notch.
Yeah.
I was a little concerned because this, for me, comes before Celestina. So that's why I was like, it might be at that time where it was still kind of cheesy, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. There's nothing I would even change about it. I thought it was funny.
Yeah. No, it's funny, entertaining, great music, and just like you said, a great way to put you in the holiday spirit. So as much as we were just in the holiday spirit from that, we will see how we do as we make our way over to our next holiday entertainment offering today, and that of course is A Day in the Park with Barney. So
here goes nothing. Weird. Two like bearded men in the back of the theater without a child watching Barney
and with cameras too. So even better.
Yeah. We'll let you know if we get banned.
Yeah, you'll find out real quick. So let's go over to Kid Zone and see Barney.
Hello.
Peekaboo!
Wait a minute, that's my name. Who's out here? Peekaboo! I see you. Well, hello, hello, hello. Oh, I'm glad you made it. I'm glad that you're here. Yay! 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 But why are you here? No, wait. I can remember this. You're here to celebrate the holidays with somebody, right? Somebody tall, purple, with green spots in their name. I know this. Starts with a B. Ends with a Y. Billy. No. Betty. No.
Barney!
Barney! Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I get a little forgetful this time of year. Okay, I get a lot forgetful. So thank you for helping me remember. Oh, and thank you, Bartholomew Bird, as well. Bartholomew Bird.
You're welcome.
Everybody say hi to Bartholomew. Hello. I forgot to tell you who I am. I'm Patrick Aloysius Bartholomew. But you can call me Mr. Peekaboo. My name is the same as my favorite game, Peek-a-boo. I'm so happy this time of year. Everyone's full of holiday cheer. My name is the same as my favorite game, Peek-a-boo. Boo. Okay, I'm different. I like many things. Just take a look and see. A jolly house with lots of doors, a top with an umbrella, and a box full of treats. I'm Patrick Aloysius, thank you. But you can call me Mr. Peekaboo. My name is the same as my favorite game, Peek-a-boo. So glad to see ya, Peek-a-boo. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, hi, everybody. Oh, boy, it's great to be here with all my special friends, especially during the holidays. Oh, we're going to have a stew and this time together. Oh, it makes me so happy to see all of you. Well, I hope you're as happy as I am. Let's all sing one of my favorite holiday songs together. Dashing through the snow, in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells about to ring, making
that was your first time ever doing a day in the park with Barney.
Yeah, and it certainly was the most uncomfortable thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
Even if I had a child, I would feel kind of weird. It's just, it reminds me of that scene in a Goofy movie where they all go to Lester's Possum Park, but that turned out better than this, I think.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to be rude. My sister loved Barney. She loved Barney. My cousins loved Barney.
I know I watched Barney growing up for maybe like a year or two when I was a kid, but I don't know. I feel like this is almost insulting to kids.
The show, even like the music starts and it's got this like 90s Casio sound to it. Like,
yeah.
Like they hit a preset on a Casio and I'm like, what? Who was like, you've got it. You've got that beat, Craig. We're doing it.
Yeah, no, there is something very, very off about A Day in the Park with Barney.
Maybe it's Mr. Peekaboo.
Yeah, Mr. Peekaboo. He's definitely interesting. In terms of putting you in the holiday spirit, no. I go find other ways to get in the holiday spirit besides watching A Day in the Park with Barney. It just really brought my day down, actually.
Yeah.
So
I feel weird. I feel like I need to seek counseling.
I know. I hope I only have to go in A Day in the Park with Barney one more time, and that's to say farewell to it before it's gone forever, and instead we get Nintendo. But that day will come. That day will come. But for now, we got to go wash this sour taste out of our mouth, and instead of keeping on the holidays, I think we're gonna finish up on the holidays here, and instead we're gonna do some honk honking.
It's weird you said instead of finishing up on the holidays here, I think we're gonna finish up on the holidays here.
Did I?
Yeah, that was your sentence. It was weird.
Oh, wow.
I was confused about where you were going with this.
Okay.
But I'd like to honk some honkers.
Yeah, let's go honk honkers. Let's go to honk honkers in Seuss Landing, the very extravagant cotton candy shop that they have.
Hand spun.
Yes. Yeah, so not just right out of a bag. So we're going to head over to Islands of Adventure now and head to Honk Honkers, and we'll do a snack review.
We are inside Honk Honkers, and we are in line to get our cotton candy. So to get a cone of cotton candy, it costs $5.95. Unicorn Pops, still don't know what that is. That's $6.95, and then you can do mix-ins that are 95 cents each. The different flavors that you can try are blue raspberry, pink vanilla, birthday cake, jolly berry, grape, and apple. The mix-ins include marshmallow, M&M's, rock candy, rainbow sprinkles, chocolate sprinkles, I believe you call those Jimmy's Rhino, and then Oreos. So I know we're definitely doing the birthday cake flavor, but we'll have to see what else we do beyond that.
Okay, Rhino, what was the final consensus that we went with?
We got the birthday cake with some rainbow sprinkles mixed in here. We also discovered what a
unicorn pop
is. It's essentially one of those thin, swirly lollipops, but it's the stick inside of here with the stuff wrapped around it. So now we know. Yay! But we got this, and fun fact, annual pass holder discount in there.
$6.25
altogether. This is a heaping amount of cotton candy here. And they kind of just gently fold in the mix-ins, but I'm going to grab this guy right here who's like been slapping me in the face though. Since we're that. Oh. Eating a. Mmm. It's different. We definitely went with a unique flavor. I don't dislike it. I am super happy with the amount that we got, that we didn't go with one that's, like, super sweet, because essentially this is just pure sugar that's been heated up and turned into what looks like the most fluffiest pillow I've ever seen in my life. But also, she gave it to me, my hand is inside of it, so my hand's going to be super sticky. But they give you a big bag with a little twist tie to put your leftovers in when you're done. I'm going to eat a bigger piece. Oh, God. It's like pulling off somebody's wig. I still haven't gotten any of the mix-ins yet. God, I hate eating cotton candy. That's in my beard and my face. I like this birthday cake flavor, though. I mean, it's not like birthday cake. I don't know. You're going to have to try it and let me know what you think, but I like it. I kind of wish they had a multicolored one.
Yeah, at first we were thinking, well, maybe the unicorn is they put them all together, all the flavors, which I'm sure you can do that too. This, we did no research on this. We didn't ask any questions. We just went in and went with the one that sounded good.
I don't think you can do that because they had it all sectioned off separately. Like, they'd have to have one that was all mixed flavors and then the color wouldn't come out right. There's only two spinners.
But they clean the spinners every time.
Oh, you're getting some of the mix-ins. The mix-ins!
Yeah.
But you gotta be careful, they're gonna fall out. Over there. I wish it was Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, Fruity Pebbles would have took this to the next level. Whoa, they are falling out. Sprinkles? I mean, they do add a little bit of a crunch with this, so that's what I like them for.
It's on your face.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah, the birthday cake, whatever this is, it's not that bad, but at the end of the day, it all just tastes like sugar. And ooh, that would make sense because it's just sugar. So, but I'm impressed for $6.25 after the annual pass discount. Like, this is, a family could easily share this.
That's a honk-honking amount of cotton candy. Just so messy. It's like you're an old man, old wise man. You've got a...
Got that, like that Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
Going. I'll say, eat my chicken. Oh, my cotton candy's floating away.
Oh. He's got a sugar high.
Okay. Rhino, you want this back?
Yeah. There's this Thai tea place outside of Anaheim, if anyone goes to Disneyland, in the Packing District. Or if you go to Universal Studios Hollywood, they just opened one there called, like, Mini Monster. And they do, like, Thai tea with, like, this on top and Fruity Pebbles mixed into that one. Same idea, though. Fruity Pebbles don't really... Sounds like a great idea.
I'm loving this.
But, yeah, this is pure sugar. If you want something to make the kids go to sleep later, give them this earlier in the day. It'll be fine.
I would say that Honk Honkers was a success on multiple fronts. It honked and it was honking.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Yeah, I don't know what to say. How much can you say about cotton candy?
You can't say a lot. I
bag it up,
just learned that.
Somebody else for leftovers.
Yeah, but overall, I think it's definitely worth a stop. It's nice to see a nice, new, unique treat here at Universal,
yeah.
Something they need much more of, so... Much appreciated. Get out here. Give lots of business to Honk Honkers so that way they keep pushing what they do in the future in terms of treats. But now we have to, like, hurry up because the sugar is kicking in.
God,
and that
can you
means...
imagine getting the unicorn one?
No, I can't.
I, it's like what you said. I can already feel it, like, my hands shaking
yeah.
a little bit.
I'm getting a little bit of shakiness, and I know I'm going to have that sugar crash soon. So that means it's time for us to go. I know this was a very strange last episode of the year. I really apologize for that, but hey, it's what we could do with the little bit of time that we had to throw this together at the last second. So we hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you enjoyed all the shows that we did this year. We had a lot of fun doing them for you. We do it all for you guys out there. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts again for watching, listening, enjoying all of this. We couldn't do it without you, and we love doing this, so... We'll be back for another good year next year. Of course, if you need any information, in the meantime, head out to disunplug.com, home of the show notes for this show and all the others on the Dis Unplugged Podcast Network. Find links to our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those good places. And, yeah, if you're watching this on YouTube, as always, share it, leave comments, hit that thumbs up. If you're listening to this on iTunes, well, subscribe, rate, and review us. So it's been a long time since we've got any reviews. So get out there and start doing it.
Yeah, come on.
Just do it. Just
do
it already.
You know, like, Requiem for a Dream when the eyes do the...
Yeah.
That's what I feel like is happening in my body right
Me
now.
Me too. So that means it's time to go. Thank you again so much to everyone out there. We will see you back again in 2018 for the next episode of the Dis Unplugged Universal Edition. But until then, remember, no resolutions in 2017.